Hi, I'm Allie Glass.
And I'm Adam Griffin.
Together we're
AG Squared. More importantly, this is the Share Your Story podcast series.
We're here at the 2019 L10 conference in Grapevine, Texas.
Your learners are on the go, and podcasts reach them everywhere they are.
We want to demonstrate that podcasts can be recorded anywhere and anytime.
To do this, we're going to interview attendees of this year's L10 conference and have them share their story.
We have five questions we're going to be focusing on, which are:
what are some tools that you utilized that improved the engagement of experienced learners?
In a world of unlimited time and resources, what innovative solutions would you implement?
What is your favorite tool that you use to measure success?
What is your one tip for 2019 that you feel all trainers need to know?
And last but not least, what have you learned at the L10 conference this year?
Adam, are you ready to have people share their story?
Yes, Allie. Let's dive right in.
So I'm Allie Glass, and this is Adam Griffin. We're AG Squared, and we're doing live podcast recording in our booth here at L10 just to show you how simple, easy, and on the go you can record them. So we just have a couple questions put together if you guys would like to answer them.
So first of all, would you like to introduce yourself? Just tell us your name, where you're from, and what you're hoping to discover or achieve this year at L10.
My name is Andrea Gadsden. I'm from AmerisourceBergen, and this is my first time at L10, so I'm really just hoping to learn and just find out what's out there and grow in my own skill set.
That's excellent. Your first time.
Yes.
Welcome.
What is the one tip for 2019 that you feel all trainers need to know?
It's important to learn how to manage your time. We get so many things coming at us, and so being able to prioritize, learning how to do that well, and then learning that that's the key to managing your time. Learn about how to prioritize and prioritize well.
Yeah.
That's like just a life lesson in general. I mean, yeah. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay. So welcome to our podcast recording studio live at L10 2019. What's your name and where are you from?
Sean McDonald, and I'm from Allergan Neurosciences.
What is your favorite tool that you use to measure success?
For Allergan Neurosciences, my favorite tool that we use is SurveyMonkey. So after we do a meeting, we send out a survey to the participants, and with the first thing is a rating, so we're trying to get a good rating. And the second part, what's the most important tool, I think, is in the comment section. So we have the attendees write out their comments, and that's so valuable to our team. So that's how we can make the next meeting better and better and better. And we've seen over the last year and a half when I've been here, our meetings continually improve, and I think it's back to the comments section from the surveys that we've given to the attendees.
Awesome. Great answer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're here at L10. We're recording right now, actually. L10 2019. What's your name?
My name is Ed Simons.
And why are you here at L10?
I want to learn about some innovative and creative training techniques to use at our company, Jazz Pharmaceuticals.
What are you looking forward to learning this year at L10?
One of the key things that I'm looking forward to is learning about creative ways to reinforce and sustain learning. So reinforcement and sustainability is a really big hot topic for us right now.
Well, it's huge in terms of retention too, right? In terms of pull through.
Absolutely. Training should never be one and done. It should be ongoing and reinforceable. So that's one of the big things right now that is challenging, but yet exciting to maybe meet those needs.
Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Welcome to the AG Squared Share Your Story podcast here at the Whole Systems booth at L10 2019. I have the beautiful Jennifer Justice sitting across from me. So Jennifer, even though I just introduced you, how about where are you from and what brings you to L10 this year?
Yes. Hey, Allie. So I am from Nashville, Tennessee, and this is my first year on the training team. So Joe invited the whole team to be here. So we're really excited to learn and just kind of to see lots of resources and see how everyone else is doing things, so how we can up our game. So I'm pretty excited.
All right. This is an interesting one, I think. You can go a lot of places with this. In a world of unlimited time and resources, what innovative solutions would you use?
Oh my goodness, that is an interesting one, I'll give you that. No, so like as far as like time and resources, the best resources we have is people, right? So we have like a field sales training team. We need to like duplicate each one of those people so they can be at 17 places at one time. Or at least like carry around like you know, like an Insta story of whatever they're doing for the day, right? Yeah. So it's like, why can't we like be with the times, like Insta story our lives, but except for, you know, on a professional level. So it's within the confines of what's appropriate, right?
Right.
We don't really want to know what you like ate for lunch or where your kids were, but sure. We would love to see what you said to the doctor yesterday or the day before, right?
Right.
Definitely. So somebody listening to this, figure out how to do that.
And give back to us and make sure you like give me full credit, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Goes without saying.
So for our last question, you said that you're excited to learn. So what have you learned at L10 this year?
Okay, so that's a great question. So my first workshop I went to was about giving feedback, right? So in this role, like I've had to learn how to give feedback and tell people when they may not be performing appropriately and so forth. And I guess because I come from a world of I want everyone to like me, right? So you have to like cross the Rubicon to where you don't care if everybody likes you. You just want everyone to do well, right? So my first workshop was about feedback. And so I learned about, you know, like there's two reasons we give feedback. We want to, you know, refine or refocus what people are doing to match what the corporate objectives are. And then we want to like reinforce good behavior, right? So there's like two reasons you want to give someone feedback to what they're doing. So that was my takeaway. So
thank you so much.
Yes.
You're fantastic.
What's your name, sir? Hello.
My name's Keith Gastero, and I work for AmerisourceBergen.
Awesome. And have you been to L10 before?
No, this is my first time at this event. It's happening. It's a lot of things going on, and it looks pretty exciting.
Excellent. So what are you hoping to discover or accomplish this year?
I'm hoping to discover different ways of interacting with my audience. As a learner advocate, you know, I try to make sure that I'm giving my audience what they need the most efficient way. You know, a lot of trying to be effective with what we do, how we do it, and make their lives easier is my goal as a trainer.
That's a very good goal. Mm-hmm. Easier said than done.
Yes.
But a very good goal.
What are some tools that you utilize that improve the engagement of experienced learners?
Some tools that I've used are simulations, role play simulations, to think about real world scenarios in a softer way. Some other tools that I've used is games, gamifying learning and making it fun and making it competitive, right? Mm-hmm. So in our audience, I'm in sales training, our sales representatives are very competitive, right? So if you get...
Wait a second, competitive sales trainers?
Competitive sales trainers, yep. It increases the engagement and it makes it fun for all.
That's awesome, thank you.
Awesome, thank you for the time, appreciate it.
Okay, we're back live, L10 2019, with a near and dear friend, but please introduce yourself anyway for everyone else.
Sure. Hi, my name is Steve Tan. I'm the Director of Training and Development at Greenwich Biosciences.
Awesome. And for our question, Allie, the second half of AG Squared.
Yes. What is your one tip for 2019 that you feel all trainers need to know?
I think that's a great question. As you take a look at your role in the organization, whether startup, medium size, or large, you know, company, an established company, if you will, I think the number one thing that you really have to start with in your organization is asking yourself, are you a tactical partner or are you a strategic partner? And if you ask yourself that question, you could really get down to answering how where you stand with the organization by, do you have a seat at the table or not, as you plan strategically for the year, whether it's around the POAs, around how to leverage the different marketing strategic imperatives or different business needs. And the reason why you want to ask the question is you want to make sure that if you identify yourself as more of a tactical partner, you want to identify how can you become a strategic partner with the organization. So who are the senior key stakeholders that you really need to talk about current gaps and what can you do to better bring not only the organization together, but ensure that what you're doing is helping them create the right objectives from POA to POA or even from, you know, touch point with the field to help them become better at what they do and also help them deliver what we're asking them to deliver.
Fascinating. Good stuff. Thank you, Steve.
You got it. My pleasure.
Tell everybody who you are and where you're from, please.
How's it going, everybody? Joe Gazdeski. I'm the Executive Director of Learning and Development at Allergan.
Excellent. We have at least one question for you, coming from Allie, the second half of AG Squared.
So what are some tools that you utilize that improved engagement of expert learners? Because I know at Allergan you have a lot of expert learners.
Well, Allie, I think that's a great question. Without a doubt, we've really engaged the use of our facilitators' guides. So we make sure that our district sales managers have really detailed instructions about the different marketing strategies and the selling strategies so that they have the information that they need in order to train their sales representatives.
Awesome.
What is your one tip for 2019 that you feel all trainers need to know?
Without a doubt, the tip for 2019 is to trust the individuals that you've hired. So as long as you've done a really good job of hiring the right individuals and trust in the skills that they bring to the table, and then just empower them with the support, with the resources, with the guidance in order to drive their ideas.
That's a great answer. I feel like that's delving into a different area than we've gone today. I love that. That's great.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a big believer in the power of we. You know, there's, to quote Steve Jobs, or to paraphrase Steve Jobs, you don't hire smart people and then tell them what to do. You hire smart people so they can tell you what to do.
Yeah, well, that's great. Great way to end it.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks a lot.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Love it.
Please tell us your name and where you're from and why you're here at Alten this year.
Sure. Hi, my name is Jennifer Spivak, and I work for Pfizer. I'm a global curriculum development manager, and I support the vaccine division of my company, and I am here to learn more. This is a very exciting event. I haven't been to L10 in a couple years, so I'm really excited to come back and take advantage of the workshops, meeting some of my fellow vendor partners, and also just taking in the events and networking.
Awesome. That was so clear and polished, it sounded scripted, but it wasn't. It was totally spontaneous.
It was not, yeah.
Take it away, Allie.
Okay. So,
Allie's going to ask you a question now.
Okay.
So, in a world of unlimited time and resources.
In a world of unlimited time and resources.
What innovative solutions would you implement? So, you had no MLR.
No medical legal review. That is just nirvana. I mean,
MLR.
The ultimate mecca with no MLR. If I could do that, that would be glorious. Unlimited time and resources. I think what I would ask for is time to really take the representatives through a day in the life. I think sadly it's something that we miss out on. We've moved so much stuff to e-learning, to online, to self-study. We've minimized the amount of time that they actually get face-to-face with other colleagues. I would love us to really take that time, like they used to do preceptorships, you guys remember that? Where they actually get to feel what it feels like when you're in the office in that heat of the moment of having an obstacle thrown at you and having to address it. Using your prescribing information or your approved label, that to me I think would be absolutely awesome. Really have those real life. And how cool would it be if it could be like in an augmented reality type thing where you're using virtual reality and you're getting to feel those real sensations, right? Very like 1984. Didn't they have like the feelies? Whereas like you go to the movie theater and you would feel what it was that you were going through. Wouldn't it be cool to do that kind of a concept?
Sensorama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a doctor's office.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. Awesome answer.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me. Bye, guys.
Wow, I learned so much about what people want to do in 2019 this year.
Yes, me too. Amazing how much you can learn in such a small amount of time.
Make sure to listen to our next Share Your Story podcast.
We don't know where we'll be, but we'll be learning more.
Until next time, I'm Allie Glass.
And I'm Adam Griffin.
And we are
AG Squared.